Well, a little intro. This is a song from the Depression, and the last Depression, actually. And, the Depression created a few millionaires and thousands and thousands and thousands of what they called ragtime millionaires, which most of us qualify as if, in fact, we're rich in ragtime. And so we decided that just in case some kind of new depression comes by, we figure maybe it'll probably create a few billionaires and a mess of ragtime billionaires.
Well, all you good people, take your hats off to me, cause I'm a ragtime billionaire. Mr. Henry sends me a new Ford each month, and the rest of you people can't take my junk. Got a sign on the side that says, God we trust. I don't care if the banks go bust. Well, all you good people, take your hats off to me, I'm a ragtime billionaire. I'm a ragtime billionaire.
Well, I'm a ragtime billionaire.
Well, I'm a ragtime I'm a ragtime billionaire. Now all you poor people, take your hats off to me. I'm a ragtime billionaire. Now I'm taking my sweetie to the dance tonight. Gonna teach those boys how to treat her right. Everybody staying out half the night, and everybody else gonna get real tight. Now all you good people, take your hats off to me. I'm a ragtime billionaire. I'm a ragtime
billionaire.
Well, I'm a ragtime billionaire. Well, I'm a ragtime
billionaire.
Well, I'm a ragtime billionaire. Oh, all you good people, take your hats off to me. I'm a ragtime billionaire. Well, you boys think I'm coming in late. I just gotta show you my new V8. Now, you boys think I'm coming in last. All I gotta do is kick it in the gas. All you good people, take your hats off to me. I'm a ragtime billionaire. I'm a
ragtime billionaire.
Well, I'm a ragtime
billionaire.
Well, I'm a ragtime
billionaire.
Well, I'm a ragtime
billionaire.
Well, all you good people, take your hats off to me. I'm a ragtime billionaire. Brush my teeth with diamond dust, and I don't care if the banks go bust. I'm loaded all the time. I don't drink no cheap wine. All you good people, take your hats off to me. I'm a ragtime billionaire. I'm a
ragtime billionaire.
Well, I'm a
ragtime billionaire.
I'm a ragtime
billionaire.
I'm a ragtime billionaire. Whoa, all you good people, take your hands off to me, I'm a ragtime billionaire.
Ernie Hawkins and Mark Reisman and Roger Day. Who wrote that song?
I think it's just a traditional song from the just floated around. And, yeah.
I didn't mean to stump you. What a great song. I mean, it sounds like it could have come from Woody Guthrie. In some ways, the sensibilities of it, or, you know, it's clearly, part of the first Depression. Makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
A terrific
way of dealing with it.
Yeah. You've been finding and collecting songs forever.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Ernie, I'm trying to think, was it high school when you really started playing?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we did this benefit for Calliope at Pennsylvania Council on the Arts, Pittsburgh Center for the Arts, at 5th and Shady there, that big white mansion. And Right in the yard of that building, there used to be a kind of a long building. You know, it was a hostel, a place. And when I was in 11th grade,
hostel was in not a mean place, but a hostel.
Not hostile. No. And so anyway, well, I believe I was in 11th grade. A friend of mine, it was sort of right in the middle, the beginning there of the folk music scare, like around 63 or 4. We actually opened up a coffee house. You know, we borrowed tables and chairs, and our girlfriends, you know, made coffee, and musicians from all over the place came, you know, just out of the woodwork, acoustic musicians to come and play on a stage for people, and so it was kind of almost an anniversary of that kind of thing. You know, it's sort of music returning back to that little spot in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you were at Taylor Alderdice, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of folks, and many of them are still in Pittsburgh. That would have been playing around that time with you, and hopefully there was a good turnout for the consecration of that space last night.
It was very nice. It was really nice.
Calliope, the Pittsburgh Folk Music Society, took what had been a lower level gallery at Pittsburgh Center for the Arts and turned it into a nice venue. I've been there lots of times in that space, and knowing that it's been remodeled and, you know, made a little bit more into a listening room is
it's actually becoming, it's a perfect little listening room, and it's a little smaller than the usual spaces for Calliope concerts. So, you know, people coming through or local people looking for a little bit of a smaller venue is just a perfect situation, and we're hoping it has a great future.
Ernie Hawkins is, forgive me, but known throughout the world. You know, some of you, sometimes in your own town, you're not as well known as you are throughout the entire world. But Ernie's studied with Reverend Gary Davis, so many instructional methodologies developed to continue the tradition that Ernie's developed, and people seek you out from all over. It's always an honor to have you here, but
it's
really
an honor to be here.
I mean, it's something we can all take pride in, and Mark and Robert are no slouches either. But it's nice.
Although I am slouching.
Yeah. Mark is kind of slouching.
Reclining.
He's reclining. Did you guys go late last night?
Was it? It wasn't too late. It was about 10:30, something
for
like
us.
That. Yeah, for us.
Oh, that's late. Actually, Ricky and I were talking this morning. She was a little sleepy this morning, and she said, "Dag nabbit, I stayed up past 10. That was the problem."
Sad but true.
Yeah. Well, let's. I want to make sure we get lots of music in. What would you like to do next?
Sure, we're going to do it. A song comes from the playing of a great American genius icon guitar player from the 20s and 30s. His name was Blind Blake. He was kind of a mystery. Nobody really knew too much about him. You know, he just showed up on the scene in Chicago writing songs and playing this fabulous style of playing. And Blind Blake was Gary Davis, one of Gary Davis's very favorite guitar players, along with Lonnie Johnson and people like Blind Willie Johnson. Maybe we'll do a Blind Willie Johnson tune, too. But this is a... This is a Blind Blake tune, and it's a song that my wife tells me I identify with because it's called Chump Man Blues. I don't get it, but... Going down to the river, going to take a great big jump. Going down to the river, going to take a great big jump. I used to be a wise man, but a woman made me a chump. Oh,
it sure is funny how hard a man can fall. Oh, it sure is funny how hard a man can fall. When he gets to thinking one woman has got it all. My woman threw me out and started walking down the track. Oh, she threw me out and started walking down the track. And then I got lonesome and I begged her to take me back, take me back. Don't act sweet, she's mean and nagging kind. Oh, she don't act sweet, she's mean and nagging kind. You know she got a little quibble, makes a grown man lose his mind. Going down the river, going to take a great big jump. Going down to the river, going to take a great big jump. I used to be a wise man, but a woman made me a chump.
Ernie Hawkins, backed by Mark Reisman on harmonica, Roger Day on tuba, and Bill Locke says hello. Ernie Hawkins rules, he says in an email he just sent. Roger, while Ernie's tuning up, you were here with us some time back with Molly in the crowd. He reminded me. It took me a minute to remember that. Have you been playing with these guys much, or is this something relatively new?
Well, let's see. I think we started a little over a year ago. We've maybe done about three shows now, is that right? Something like three shows together. And but we've had a good time. Mark comes over to my house now and then also to sit on the porch and,
Well, you were talking about this porch movement you're starting.
That's right. We sit on the porch.
Roger's one-man movement.
That's right. That's right. And it's shrinking but because the weather's getting colder. But we hope that we'll be adding back to the numbers again when the weather gets warmer.
Well, you sound real good with these guys. It makes sense, you know. It comes along. I don't know if ensembles. I guess sometimes some of the old blues groups might have had a bass horn in them.
They did, or they had a jug.
Yeah.
The jug filled in for that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys sound just terrific together.
Roger has the horn and the jug.
Well, it's more of a flask, actually, Ernie, but that's a different story. Yeah.
And Mark, you're sounding great, as always. You've played with Ernie for years, haven't you?
Oh, man. Oh, boy. Yeah, it's been, 20, 25 years?
Since we were about, 5 years old.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You didn't have to say how bad he, but Ernie's got a ukulele out. What are you going to do?
Yeah, a little surprise here. Probably the world's first ukulele tuba duet right here. Now, you hear it first here, and it's a little uke tune. It's a long story. It's a little uke tune that I wrote, and specifically for the tuba, and it's called a...
Someday you'll give me my part too, right?
It's called the tubalele stomp. Oh my gosh. Here it goes. I don't know. And thank you.
That was terrific. That sounds like it could have been written 70 or 80 years ago. And, it's just beautiful.
It's so much fun.
Yeah, that's is it tuba lele
or lele stump.
The tuba or yuka tuba
yuka
or something.
Tuba.
if you're just tuning in, it's just a pleasure to have Ernie Hawkins and Mark Reisman silent on that last song. What a word that would have been.
You really have to learn the value of space when you play. And
yeah.
This is one I just thought I should just stay out of.
Actually, I think about that a lot.
We're going to have to make a part, write a part for you in that.
My brother always tells me it's the notes you don't play. My brother, the musician. The notes you don't play as opposed
so
to
right.
ones you do. And Roger Day on tuba on that song.
Particularly when it comes to tuba.
Really
yeah, you only have three vowels to contend with it, right?
This is a gospel tune, a country gospel tune, I must say. And it's I mentioned Blind Willie Johnson a minute ago. This is one of his great songs. And ask the question, what is the soul?
Somebody tell me, answer if you can. Somebody please tell me what about the soul of a man? Little want somebody tell me, answer if you can. Somebody please tell me what about the soul of a man? Well, I'm going to ask the question. Please answer if you can. Is there anybody here can't tell me just what is the soul of a man? Well, won't somebody tell me? Answer if you can. Somebody please tell me tell me what about the soul of a man? Will I travel to the distant country? And I travel to the farthest land? Well, there ain't nobody there can tell me just what is the soul of a man. Said, won't somebody tell me? Answer if you can. Somebody please tell me what about the soul of a man? Well, I saw a crowd stood talking. I got there just in time. Was a preacher and a doctor and a lawyer saying a man ain't nothing but his mind. Well, won't somebody tell me? Answer if you can. Somebody please tell me what about the soul of a man?
Great song. And Mark, I got to ask you to explain that harp. It's kind of a double-decker London bus version of a harmonica.
It's the Greyhound bus version. Yeah, it's pretty sleek. Huh?
Yeah, I've never seen that. Can you explain the history? Or
well, this goes back to 1978 for me. I've been schlepping this thing around, but it's a beautiful sound. It is. It's a double-decker bass harmonica, Hohner bass harmonica. It's in the chromatic scale, all blow, and it goes from, what would this be? This would be low, looks like low E.
Wow.
Up to, what do we got here?
I, who needs the tuba, huh?
If I don't mind that. That's what's when he talked about schlepping. That's
schlepping,
what
bothered
me. You know, it's relative schlepping.
Yeah, relative. How old is that instrument still made, that style?
Yes, it is, yeah. You see very few of them. Mostly they're used.
Reason.
Yes, that's true, because they're heavy.
Yeah.
Ernie, relatively.
Yeah, for the poor harmonica player.
Yeah,
I mean, you got to use two hands to hold that.
Respect around it. They were used widely in harmonica bands, especially, I guess, through the 30s, 40s, into the 50s. And
Harmonicats.
Harmonicats,
yeah.
And they actually had hits with bass harmonica on them. The band consisting of a bass harmonica, a chromatic harmonica, and a chord harmonica, which
what
is...
What about with that really long harmonica that Johnny Paleo played?
That's the chord harmonica, and I'm hoping you'll get that for my birthday in December.
What day is your birthday, Mark?
Yeah.
What day?
Yeah.
December 12th.
Mine's the 7th.
Yeah, that's right. We're December-based.
Yeah, we're both Sagittarians. Is there a Pittsburgh Harmonica Club or a group that plays out? Like we have mandolins,
yes,
and banjos?
Like Roger Davis's porch group, there's one. And it's, no, there's actually a couple of real good players in Pittsburgh. And somebody who's been around a long time, And I guess
like old time, like jazz chromatic type players, you mean?
There's actually a bass harmonica player who used to play in those bands.
A professional bass harmonica player?
Yes, and he is actually a member of
Hope for Everybody.
Yeah, how about that? He's retired on his pension.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out the pension aspect of
this. But he sold his harmonica.
he said he had a penchant for playing bass harmonica. That's what.
So there's some great players, Lucy Van Sickle, Willie Try, and somebody who I'm totally embarrassed who I met last week. I know I'm leaving out other players around
Dan
here.
Dan Kaplan, I don't know if he's
Dan
still
Kaplan,
around.
I think he left out.
Yeah, I do too. I always liked his work a lot.
Yeah. But, you know, it's funny. After the first couple years, I mean, I just started to listen to clarinet players, saxophone players, guitar players trying to focus. I mean, I listen to Ernie and, you know, sometimes I'll try and double things or what he's playing. But, so bass harmonica, so here you go. I'm really, you know, you're thinking of a bass part. You're not really thinking in terms of a, you know, what people would generically think of as a harmonica. So,
well, that's one thing with all of you that I've kind of been thinking as you've been playing, is here you've got three guys that have been, you know, playing for a while now. I don't mean, you know, for over 20 years. And I can tell by watching you, I mean, Ernie, you know, debuted a song that everything's still fresh to each of you. It's really clear. I mean, really, really clear.
That's interesting.
And you know, that it's just refreshing to see that.
Just a quick comment on that. Ernie and I were talking in the car on the way over about, you know, you got to keep moving. I mean, you know, Ernie, I know, is constantly coming up with new things. With the band we played with last night with him was a totally new permutation, so it was fresh and exciting. I try to play with everybody I can these days. In fact, next Friday I'll be playing a CD release party with Peter King at Club Cafe, and he's arranged a full band for that. It's going to be a wonderful evening.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Yeah, you'll be here, I think, the next day, right?
Great.
We're
going to
have Peter here.
True. Yeah. And Roger plays with God knows how many bands in town. But I think, for me, that's what keeps me fresh and keep me going. What's the next challenge? What's the next... You know.
Yeah, and it's more, what I'm remarking about, it's more than just, you know, passion for the music and still loving the music. I can tell that you're still loving the evolution of the music and bringing it forwards, which doesn't always show.
It's interesting.
Ernie Hawkins, Mark Reisman, Roger Day with us. We probably have time, I think, for about three more.
Cool.
I if that's okay with you.
Sure.
I'm going to pick up that harmonica. I just want to see how heavy it is. Oh, my goodness. This has to be a good 2 pounds.
I refer the gentleman to the remarks I made some moments ago.
He usually has a roadie, toting that thing.
A little wee, like a leprechaun-sized guy.
Used to be my son, but he won't do it anymore.
Okay, I don't know if we've ever played this on your show before. Have we ever played Weenie Man?
I don't think you have. I think that, can't think of his name. Bill Weiner.
That was the only other person in the world.
Bill Weiner, I believe, has played it.
Yeah. Well, we'll play it anyway.
Please. It's a great song.
Thank you.
hot cross Katie. She stays up all night long just baking all that good stuff. When her buns are in the oven, I pop over for some love. You know she's got a lot of dough, folks, but that's not why I need her. I know that weenie man, he runs a weenie stand. He sells most everything from hot dogs on down. Someday I'll share his life, though I'll be his weenie wife. Hot dog.
Roger Day, nice run there.
Only.
I was thinking that was the foot-long solo there, the foot-long weenie solo there. That's a great tune.
Long solo?
Oh, yeah. Long. No, no, a foot-long is in deep, and bass, the jumbo. Oh, dog, that's a great tune.
Yeah, no, I have no idea where that song came from, but Bill and I learned it from a guy back in the, I guess it must have been the 80s at Kent State, Blues Festival. Boy, I can't even remember his name. And I don't know if that was a legitimate children's song or just, you know, the product of some strange mind. But
it's a great song. By the way, erniehawkins.com is, you can find a lot of information about Ernie's instructional videos and CDs. And there's a blues advice section, which I liked. I was just taking a peek there, and you know, it's a treasure to have Ernie and all these guys here in our area playing such authentic music. It really makes me proud to be from here, along with you guys. What's next?
Next is a song about well, when I first met my wife, she had this little poodle looking kind of dog, and kind of a long story, so anyway, this is what it was all about. But she sure might bite your leg. Oh, I got a mean little poodle. Man, she sure might bite your leg. Oh, you ought to see my little poodle. But when she sits up to bed, my little poodle,
kind of hard. Won't let no other poodle in her little poodle yard. Got a big bulldog, likes to bark and growl. Since he met that poodle, all he can do is howl. Got a mean little poodle, but she sure might bite your leg. Whoa, you ought to see my little poodle. She sits up to bed. Knows my poodle. She poodles on downtown. Went out looking for my poodle just the other day. Everybody tells me she just won't sit and stay. I got a mean poodle. Man, she sure won't sit and stay. Chase those big dogs and play.
Good song. And have you recorded that? I was trying to remember.
I think that, as a matter of fact, Mean Little Poodle's named the CD.
Yeah, I thought so. And I was looking for it. And I think it's, most of our music's digitized and not on the CD shelf here. And I was trying to remember the CD it was on. I want to thank you guys a lot. I think we can, if you'd like, we have until noon. So we're getting close. Don't feel obligated to fill it. Although I know people would love you to. So
love to.
I'm just going to say thanks and turn it over to you guys.
Well, thank you. And I guess if you got to step it up and go, you got to step it up and go.
Tries to make a living by putting on airs. She gotta step it up and go. Hey, hey, go. Well, she can't stand pat. She sure gotta step it up and go. Wear back door shut, front door too. Blinds pulled down. What you got to do? You gotta step it up and go. Hey, hey, go. Well, she can't stand pat. She sure gotta step it up and go. Step it up and go.
Where we go. got Roger Day, got Mr. Mark Reisman. Very happy to be down here playing a little bit for y'all. Well, me and my baby walking down the street, shooting everybody but the chief police. You gotta step it up and go on. Hey, hey, go. Well, you can't stand that. Sure gotta step it up and go. Song gonna sing no more. I can hear my baby calling. I sure got to go. Gotta step it up and go. Hey, hey, go. But you can't stand pat. You sure got to step. Said you can't stand pat. You sure got to step. Said you can't stand pat. Sure got to step it up and go.